Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Splashy, splash, splash! Come on, Waffle. All these puddles won't splash themselves.
Sorry, Martha. I'm just not in the mood for splashing. I'm gonna walk down to the lake and listen to the quiet sounds of boringness.
Oh! Hi there, listener. I didn't see you sneak in. I guess you're wondering why Waffle is so bummed. Well, the thing is, fizzies don't mix well with rain. It takes the fizz right out of us, and for the last 3 days, we've had a massive rainstorm. What, you didn't think it rained in Floosville? Oh, it rains, and it really got to Waffle. I mean, it stopped raining, and he's still down in the dumps. But don't worry, I'm an expert at cheering up Waffle. Observe. Hey, Waffle! Look at my new puddle dance! That was so fun! Your turn to boogie down, Waffle!
You can take my turn, Martha. I can't find the energy to boogie right now, much less boogie down. I may have lost the boogie entirely.
Lost the boogie? But you're boogie to the bone!
I was. Now, I'm more into sitting.
Did you just sit in the lake? You didn't even belly flop. This is serious. I'm gonna need my thinking helmet for this. It should be in my pouch. And here. Nope, that was a whoopee cushion. Found it. My thinking helmet is made of metal because good ideas are attracted to shiny things. To make it work, you gotta hit it with a hammer like this. Think, think, think. That's it. Good job, Helmet. Now I know just what to do.
Nothing like the calm after a rainstorm to soak your feet in a tub of fizz. And now my toe-soaking song. And a one, and a two, and a toes is...
Mr. Schnooze!
You scared me and I got fizzy footpath all over meself. Why did you barge into my house, Martha?
We have an emergency, Mr. Schnooze.
Oh no, an emergency? Is the Fizz-O-Matic machine broken? Are the swoosh tubes glitching? Is Lake Fizzy overflowing?
No, it's way worse than any of that, Mr. Schnooze.
Worse? What could be worse?
Waffle is feeling a little low.
That's not an emergency, Martha.
Yes, it is! One bummed Waffle can turn into two sad fizzies, and that can turn Floosville into Grumpsville. Once a town goes grumps, it's game over.
When you put it that way, it does sound serious.
We have to do something big to cheer up Waffle.
You're right, Martha. A happy Floosville is a productive Floosville. And we are ahead of schedule thanks to the new Fizzbar boating system that you two invented. I suppose we could do something for Waffle. How does a foot soak sound? A toes is a roses and...
No! It's too serious for fizzy feet. We need something bigger. Like, wait, hold on. I know I have some in my pouch. Here we go.
You just dropped a dozen eggs on my floor, Martha.
Don't worry, Mr. Schnooze. I have lots of eggs, and we're gonna need them all if we're going to pull off this Easter egg hunt.
Easter egg hunt? Easter is in the spring, and it's the middle of winter.
We can't let that stop us, Mr. Schnooze. Easter egg hunts are one of Waffle's favorite activities. I just know that if we have one, it'll cheer him up.
Martha!
Sorry, these eggs are really slippery.
All right, let me think for a moment.
Wanna borrow my helmet?
No, thank you. Now, I don't like giving days off work, but I do love a good competition, and everyone loves hunting eggs, so it could be good for my mayoral approval numbers. You know what? I'm in. Let's have an Easter egg hunt.
Yay!
But only on one condition. You do all the work setting it up, Martha. I just get to do the fun part, hunt eggs.
Deal. For Waffle, I'll do all the work.
Wonderful. And since you're already working, would you mind cleaning up these broken eggs?
No time, Mr. Schnooze. I've got to plan, design, and execute the greatest Easter egg hunt in the history of Floozville. First order of business, I need to prepare the eggs. That's gonna mean boiling and coloring. Let's do this, Martha. They're perfect. Now, what to do with all these eggs? The secret to a good Easter egg hunt is to hide the eggs in amazing places, like the swoosh tubes! I'll put an egg right behind this tube. My butt's in the tube.
Hello? Oh, Martha, it's you. You really shouldn't be sticking your butt in the tube.
You're right, Luther. I better jet. I have more Easter eggs to hide.
Easter? In the middle of winter?
Now, where should I hide the next egg? Oh, look! Granny is using her nose hose. Perfect! Sorry, Franny. No time to explain. Just keep that egg hidden in your nose hose, okay? Thanks! Bye! Hey, Norm! Whoop! Did I make you crash the forklift like that? Sorry. I can't talk, Norm. I'm working. Just keep this egg hidden under next to the seat in your forklift, okay? Thanks! Bye!
I love the sound of the Fizz-O-Matic machine in the morning.
Incoming!
Ow! What just happened? Is that an Easter egg?
Yep, but it's a secret. So don't tell anyone that I'm putting one on top of the Fizz-O-Matic machine, okay? Thanks, bye! Okay, so that's 4 eggs down, not to toot my own horn. Well, maybe one quick toot. But this is gonna be the greatest Easter egg hunt ever. Why don't you take a quick break while I finish hiding eggs? But hurry back. You don't want to miss it when this Easter egg hunt brings back the happy Waffle we all know and love.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. I did it. I hid all the eggs, and I'm pooped. I just hope it works. I miss hanging out with Waffle. Oh, what am I saying? Of course it'll work. It's eggs and Waffle, a perfect combo. It's time for part two of Operation Cheer Up Waffle. Here we go.
There. Finally, I got all those eggs cleaned up and everything is back where it should be.
Guess what, Mr. Schnooze?
Let me guess. My house is a mess again.
No, silly. Part one of Operation Cheer Up Waffle is done. I need your bullhorn for part two.
Fine. Just please don't drop any more eggs in here.
Don't worry, Mr. Schnooze. I don't even have any eggs left in my pouch. See? Oh, I guess I did have more. Anyway, initiate part two of Operation Cheer Up Waffle. Follow me!
But my floor, my beautiful floor.
And here. This is the center of Floosville, so that means it's bullhorn time. This is a Floosville. Per the official order of the Honorable Mayor Schnooze, all fizzies must stop working immediately and report to Lake Fizzy.
No, that was not my official order.
Hi, Mr. Schnooze. Glad you made it.
Why are you calling everyone to Lake Fizzy, Martha?
Because that's where we're going to start the Easter egg hunt. Don't worry, Mr. Schnooze. I've thought of everything. Waffle will be super happy in no time.
Where is Waffle?
Oh, no! I forgot to get Waffle! Hold the bullhorn while I go get him.
Why would Mr. Schnooze cancel work?
Oh, yeah, you're right, Norm. That is Martha and Waffle over there.
I agree, Franny. Waffle is moving really slow.
Rolling Waffle across Floosville is harder than I expected.
Why bother hurrying? This meeting is going to be boring anyway. Since the rain washed away all the fun, everything is boring. Sigh.
Did you just say sigh?
Yeah, I don't have the energy to actually do things like sigh or shrug. So I'm just saying the words now. Shrug, sigh, out.
Oh boy. Just wait here, Waffle. I gotta go talk to Mr. Schnooze.
Blink, sigh.
Excuse me, Miss Scoozy, scoot your boot. Sorry, Franny. Mr. Schnooze, Waffle's here. It's all set. Here, read this speech I wrote into the bullhorn.
Okay. Attention, all of you fizzies were officially ordered by me. Wait a minute, that's not true, Martha. To stop working.
What?
So that you could take part in the amazing Fizzy Easter Egg Hunt Showdown Palooza Extravaganza Fest Party?
Really, Martha, that's the name?
Yeah, and it's palloozing perfect!
Fine.
In other shorter words, we're having an Easter egg hunt.
Sigh, shrug, yawn. Wait, did he just say an Easter egg hunt? An Easter egg hunt! That's impossible! An Easter egg hunt in the middle of winter! Pardon me, con permiso, move it or lose it! Sorry, Franny. Martha, is this for real?
It's totally real, and it's gonna be super fun, Waffle!
Wow! Martha, I love Easter egg hunts! I'm so excited! Look at me! The boogie is back!
Looking good, Waffle. Mr. Schnooze, bullhorn, please.
Ahem! Fizzies, there are Easter eggs hidden all over Floozville. Each one is worth 8 3/4 points. But one egg, a special golden egg, is worth 200 points. The Fizzy who finds the golden egg is the winner!
Why are the other eggs worth anything if whoever finds the golden egg wins?
It's complicated math, Mr. Schnooze.
And now, the amazing Fizzy Easter Egg Hunt Showdown Palooza Extravaganza Fest Party begins on 3, 1!
Oh, boy, I'm so excited! I gotta find that golden egg!
Chicken!
I don't know how many times I've got to tell you this, but chicken is not a number.
Trampoline!
You got this, Sparky.
Waterfall! 3!
Well, folks, things are really heating up in the amazing Fizzy Easter Egg Hunt Showdown Palooza Extravaganza Fest Party. Norm was crushing it with 3 eggs until, thanks to the rain puddles, he collided with Franny and got all tangled in her nose hose. It sounds like they're having words about it. Oh, no! Sparky and Luther just collided and then fell in the lake. It looks like Mr. Schnooze and Waffle are the only Fizzy still in the hunt. Let's see where our competitors are looking.
To find the egg, I gotta think like an egg. Be the egg, Waffle. I am the egg. I am the egg.
Wow! Waffle just started rolling on the ground like an egg. He stopped. He found Franny's nose hose. He's reaching in. He's picking Franny's nose hose, and he found an egg! 8 3/4 points to Waffle! But look over there. Mr. Schnooze is approaching the warehouse.
Now, if I was Martha, where would I hide an egg? I know, the forklift. She loves the forklift.
Mr. Schnooze is reaching under the forklift's front seat. And he has it! 8 3/4 points to the mayor! We are all tied up. Waffle has made it to the swoosh tubes.
Okay, if I was an egg, where would I be? Think, Waffle.
Waffle is searching. His head is in the tube, out of the tube, in the tube, out of the tube.
In the tube, out of the tube, in the tube. Wait, what was I doing here again? Oh, yeah, looking for an egg. Like this.
Another 8 3/4 points for Waffle. That makes 37 points. He takes the lead, but the golden egg is still out there, Fizzies. Let's check in on Mr. Schnooze over at the factory.
Ah, listen to that beautiful Fizz-O-Matic machine purr. Hey, what? Hold on a minute. What is that up there?
Mr. Schnooze is climbing on top of the Fizz-O-Matic machine. Will he find an egg? And what's Waffle up to?
In the tube, out of the tube. In the tube, out of the tube.
Oh no, Waffle has gotten distracted.
Golden egg! I found it! 200 points! I win! I win!
You heard it here, Floozville. Mr. Schnooze is the winner.
Hey, Martha, I have 2 eggs. Want to share?
No.
What's wrong? You love eggs.
I feel bad. I wanted you to win the egg hunt so you'd be happy again.
But I am happy, Martha. Thanks to you, I got to run around and have fun. And hey, if you ask me, I am the winner because I have the best good buddy in the whole world.
Aw, thanks, Waffle.
Waffle, Martha, I need my bullhorn back. I have a very serious announcement.
A serious announcement? I guess that means the fun's over.
Fizzies of Floosville, hear ye, hear me. I, the mayor, declare the amazing Fizzy Easter Egg Hunt Showdown Palooza Extravaganza Fest Party an annual event. We're going to do it every year because it's so much fun and I love winning. Because it's good for morale. Yes, very good for workplace morale.
Well, I guess that's all for today. You know, it was a lot of work putting together that Easter egg hunt for Waffle, but seeing how happy it made him, it was worth it. That, and also when no one was looking, I ate Mr. Schnooze's golden egg. Come back next time, or check out some other amazing shows set in Pflugerville. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Kid Go.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us. I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!